No,
he's not.
Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Yeah.
Alive. It's alive.
Welcome to the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast.
Look, it's Parker.
It's gonna be fun.
We can see that guy.
Hey, Parker. Hey, look at Parker.
Fuck that.
Parker.
Yeah, we'll call it. Start calling.
Tired of like a cut of his gym.
What was the old sheriff in the heat of night, Parker?
Featuring the Sultans.
Yes.
Come on now, Parker. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's how we talk down here.
Don't you do no mess now, Parker.
Let's go already.
I might do it.
I won't, Chief Gillespie.
And now,
I did tell people to do heroin last week, so. I don't know which one's worse.
We're telling people to do heroin, Parker.
Come on now. Well, welcome one and all.
I'm going to get Virgil on you.
Well, he's
just bringing them all out now.
I know.
He forgot about Bubba.
I know. Bubba was
Bubba now. Let Bubba go and get him now. Go and get down and get that heroin. That heroin, Bubba, from Parker.
Well, welcome one and all to the Docentosimo Segundo edition of the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast. That's right. Yes, that was Spanish, Fred, and I fucked it up probably.
Yes, sir.
We are proudly broadcasting from the Pippin' Ain't Easy EC Studios, scattered all across the stanky bite beehole, commonly known as the upstate of South Carolina. And we're so glad you could join us today for what promises to be our best episode this week. And now, the only guy I know whose legs go all the way up to his ass, it's Fred.
Where else would they go, man?
I don't know, but I know yours do.
Their fucking legs.
That's
fun. I don't know. Some people's goes up to their back.
Right.
Bypasses exactly. The asses and
it's straight
up
just
the back.
A straight shot.
Mid 6 o'clock.
All right. Between your legs.
There you go. Shot. Just legs with a butthole.
Just legs with a butthole. Kind of like this show, except minus the legs.
Your legs with the butthole. And the guy on the mic with the buttons and things, Alan OTB.
He's got all the holes to all the butts.
That's right.
Well, welcome one and all. Welcome, Alan, and welcome, Fred, and welcome to yourself, listener.
Yes,
listener. Hey, thanks for listening.
Listener.
Welcome, guy.
Yeah, listener.
We just have one. Listeners. Hey, I didn't say listeners. I said listen.
Hey, guy.
Yes. Hello, Walter Monfried of 41.
What a lonely guy out there. Listen to us. The lonely guy.
Yeah. No, if you're listening to us, you're obviously not lonely because you're hanging with us.
Yeah. Hey.
That's right.
You
and
got
we're here.
A friend in me.
We're here thanks to our friends at Transline LLC. Alan, is a company that they say
the train for
when you're, they say Transline LLC when you're not sure which way you want your package to be headed.
That's right.
Transline LLC. So
it goes both ways.
It goes either way. That's
train,
right.
Train.
You can do whatever you want. Well, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're so glad you're here. 202 of these. Well, 201 of these, and then this is the 202nd one. So we're doing great. We're good at counting.
All right.
So we're good at all the
time. Doing one and a third. Right now.
We're okay, having a 12-minute show today. That's fine. We can swing a 12-minute show. That might be our best show ever.
We're out of here.
Yep. Like, hey, okay, well, we just did the intro. It's time to go. So, well, welcome to the show, guys. We are so glad you're here, and we are so glad.
Yeah.
That you have gone to the theater as I instructed on all of our various social media platforms and went and saw the movie that's sweeping the nation, I guess, with all of the.
It's been out like a month and a half already.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. For me,
This shit might have came out like it. No, it came out June.
Yeah,
it's
I'll be honest, Fred.
Yeah.
It, If a movie's come out in the last year, to me, it's brand new.
Yeah, because it started off like number one, and now it's like 15.
Yeah. Are we that far behind on it? I thought we were like digital. Oh my god, are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, it's
I thought we were cutting edge.
No, because Superman and Fantastic Four came out
July 8th,
right at the same time. Yeah.
damn it.
It's tearing up the nation.
You were like, Matt's like, this movie's so popular. I wonder why there's nobody in the theater.
I wondered why. I'm old. Well, like
three people in there.
There were literally like six other people in the whole theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was one and a half of them. So oh shit, Fred, why didn't you tell me that yesterday when we talked about this?
But you didn't ask us that. You asked us if we had seen it. It's like, yeah, we saw it 3 weeks
ago.
We're
going to talk about it anyway because we have nothing else to talk about.
I did. I saw it.
Yeah, about 3 weeks ago.
Well, I'm proud of me for seeing it, damn it.
Yeah, I'm proud of you too for going to the theaters.
Let's talk about it. Since the new one comes out next week.
Yeah.
Was it an AMC?
It might have been. It was.
I don't remember what theater.
Where did it say what it
did
is?
Did you have popcorn in it?
I did. I mean, the popcorn.
It's on the, okay, so then it's, on the if building. Popcorn, if you have popcorn, then it's an AMC.
That makes sense. Fred, I went to... or we went to, for that matter.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's right. Really.
I got to get my story straight, man.
I don't remember. Let's talk about this movie in a little while. Let me find out. Now I need to know. I need to know if I helped
figure out where we was at. I need to know where we were at because that's if right. somebody starts asking me questions, because
there were so many movies, like, I thought it was a brand new movie. I was watching a movie that had just come out.
No, I mean, we're already doing the Doom Avengers.
we all went together and saw it at the Governor's Crossing 14, which apparently is not an AMC sanctioned theater.
It is not.
Does that mean I didn't AMC officially theater. See the movie?
No, that means that Freddie didn't make
it. Was this like the knockoff?
That means that Freddie didn't make any money.
I know, yeah. Come on, man. He's supposed to be helping me out here.
That was the only one. That was the only option we had.
Yeah. We should have known that. We should have known that, Freddie.
You were the one who said it was okay. You said it was A-okay. So anyway, well, Fred, Fantastic Four was definitely a movie, and if you haven't seen it yet,
it was good though.
Congratulations!
I mean, we can spoil it now. We can spoil it now, though.
Well, yeah, spoiler time.
Now. He's like, I wonder if we should spoil it. It's like, what
again? Because I thought it came out like 3 weeks ago. Because I'm not. This is the okay. Let me level with our audience real quick. I am whatever you want to call me, the host or whatever.
Okay.
Probably the least pop culture laden host of any pop culture podcast that there is. I can't help it. What can I say?
I hate pop culture. It's so pretentious. Welcome to my pop culture podcast.
Yeah. It's so dumb. It's so dumb that it's always like, this is new and here comes another thing and now this.
Yeah.
Just quit for a week.
You got to stay. That machine never stops. That's the problem. Rolling,
I can't commit to watching and doing and being in all the places that I need to do this.
But see, like,
that's why I rely on you.
I kind of feel the same way with football players. You know what I'm saying? Basketball players. You know, people that can be like, oh, yeah, basketball player, this guy, 1975. Yeah. Y'all just rattle off stats and shit. I'm like that with Hollywood, like pop culture. Right. You know what I'm saying? I got all this useless pop culture knowledge.
Right. And I'm like that. But like, if you ask me for a recipe, I can give you, I'll be like, oh, yeah, totally.
Right. There you go.
We all got our skills. Yeah, I need a bundt cake. Oh, you need a bundt cake? I got you, baby. Let's go. Let's make one right now.
All right.
Yeah, so, did you enjoy the movie?
cook along with me.
Did you enjoy the movie?
Yeah, no, I thought it was good. I thought it was, I can see, I'm like not into it, but I'm like, I get it. But then like as a, when I thought about it as like a, if I was like a
lot of pretty 20 colors. Year old
or whatever, yeah. I'd have been like, there's too much baby talk in this.
Yeah.
Like there's way too much baby related shit in this movie. Yeah.
There's a lot of baby shit in there.
It was just like baby this. And I was like, is this a commercial for babies? Or because and I mean like Pedro Pascal, awesome guy, you know.
I'm like, yeah.
You know, the sex symbol of the world right now or whatever, I guess. I don't know.
Right.
But I was like, is this like a thing that he's like, they people have like a daddy kink with him and then.
Yeah. Like so they want to see him hold a baby right now.
Yeah, he is.
He's just making like he's getting his money. But
good for him.
And I like it that, like, because you're not like a real Marvel guy, are you?
No.
Have you seen all the movies and shows?
I have not. Like I was actually, I will say this. So, I was worried at the very beginning of the movie. It's like, whatever, on Earth, 828. And I was like, God.
Yeah.
Man, this is one of those flippy back and forth. I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
Because that's when they lost man. Like when they're like, well, we went to Earth 14104 instead of Earth 1883.
Yeah, the multiverse. Like,
who cares?
You're right.
Yeah. So I was happy that it wasn't that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I appreciate it.
Well, see, they're doing that so they can introduce like more characters.
I know it's an easy way to make money. I get it. I get it, man.
It's telling the stories. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, how is Wolverine going to fight the Hulk if they don't merge the universes? You know what I'm saying?
My problem. It's not my problem.
They like Galactus. Galactus look good.
Yes, they did a good job with Galactus.
Yeah.
Yeah, he better than like, what was the one from... Oh, it was one they just fucked up, man. I can't even remember.
MODOK.
Yeah. I don't know. MODOK was kind of looked like the cartoon, though, with the big ass head. I just think it was too much.
I liked the cartoon.
Like, him trying to be funny, you know what I mean?
Well, that's his thing.
Yeah. I thought MODOK, the problem with MODOK, he didn't fit the character that they made him as.
Right.
Like, right, him, yeah.
It wasn't as Doc MODOK as you like.
Yeah.
Right.
If you will.
But yeah, Galactus was cool.
Modakish.
The whole movie was completely different than I thought it was going to be. I didn't think it was going to be, you know.
I'll give you that. I will say that. I did not expect it to be what it ended up being.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Credit where credit's due, I guess, for that one.
And they teased it. They teased the Fantastic Four at the end of Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
Okay, well, see, I also didn't watch that. So,
but even the tease that they gave wasn't nothing like the movie.
Yeah.
Was it just
so Pedro from Pascal the tease? I thought they were gonna. It was like a rocket ship coming into Earth's atmosphere. So like when I seen Fantastic Four, I was like, oh shit, they're gonna send the baby in the rocket, and that rocket gonna be the baby. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna do like a Superman, you know? But no, it didn't do that at all. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so
But let me explain it to you.
And as you can see too, they didn't kill him. They didn't kill Galactus.
Right. So they just sent him far away.
Was this a Marvel movie or was it a DC movie?
No, it was a Marvel movie.
No, because it felt like a DC movie.
Right, because it was
a little bit. Yeah,
it had the way the storyline ran.
Snyder.
Right.
Zack Snyder directed it.
No, did he? Or no, it was the guy from Dollars of the Guardians of the Galaxy, dude.
Did he? Didn't do it. James Gunn?
Yeah, James Gunn did.
James Gunn. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I think he did Superman. I don't know who did Fantastic Four.
I don't know. Let's find out with the power of.
Or was friendship. It the Kevin, whatever?
No, it wasn't Feige.
It was Matt Shackman.
Max Shackman.
Max Shackman.
The Shack is back.
Yeah, I had no idea who he was. So
yeah, okay.
But it did. But it did have a DC.
James Gunn directed Superman.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Because I watched it and they have a scene that like was in Guardians of the Galaxy, and Superman has the same type scene in it. Like, you know, right. In Guardians 2, Rocket goes around and puts all the like electrodes on the dudes and they're like the songs playing, or the arrow scene in the ship where Yondu's like just whipping all the arrows and right. The camera's just like panning in 360. They have a scene like that in Superman. And I was like, yep, you can tell James Gunn did that shit. You know what I mean? But it's a cool little, like, fun scene. But he just, he did the same fucking shit.
Well,
right?
You know.
That's his signature.
Well, you can tell when people direct it. It's like, you know, the guy who did
right. Batman.
You know, you can tell
the difference.
And like, he did it with Batman, and didn't he do Interstellar? You know, they have the same kind of look and feel to it.
Yeah.
Which is not, it's not a bad thing. It's a good record.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah, it's just directorial.
Yeah, just what they're into.
Ain't it right?
I mean, yeah, that's their style, that's bro.
It. But it's it like, did. But it, for me, it felt the Fantastic Four feel kind of like a DC movie. Honestly,
yeah, I thought it was like because it felt a little like. I know it was purposely cheesy, but like at times they tried to make it cheesy, and like, but it definitely felt
right.
It felt like they weren't always trying to make it cheesy, and sometimes it just was.
Well, the reason I say
like,
it is...
I didn't like Ben Grimm.
Well, see, the reason I say like it... Well, that was part of it. And like DC, they always make it like with the baby and stuff on this one. It was like...
Yeah.
Kind of like the DC-ish.
Batman and Superman was Martha. Martha!
Yeah, you know. Well, it was more like, you know, they...
I didn't know that name!
Yeah, Martha. Yeah, exactly. Martha. It changed everything.
Martha, his mama. Batman's dead mama saved him from Superman whipping his ass.
That's right.
Yeah, because Superman. Yeah. See, that was the other thing. It was like in that movie, it was like, dude, come on, it's fucking Superman.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, dude. Like they just really made him weak though. Like we saved the squirrel. Like, I was like, come on, really, man.
Right.
You saved a squirrel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I this big, it. Huge, was... like, giant thing is, like, gonna fucking fall on the squirrel. And he, like, zips by and, like, picks the squirrel up. You know what I mean? He saves the
dog. It would have been better. It would have been better. Right? It would have been better if it had been a raccoon. Because that would have been a callback to Rock.
There you go.
Yeah. It's
a rocket. Yeah. Save the record.
Well, you know, I mean, they got to show him as he's just a regular guy with superpowers that can destroy the world on a whim.
Well, the thing is, Superman, that's what they did. He was just a regular guy that had superpowers. Now, the other Superman, he was conflicted. He was like, why do I need to be the good guy? And why do I have to save everybody?
Yeah.
Why can't I just be a regular guy? And, you know, he was conflicted. He was like, why can't I be just fucking Lois Lane all the time? But no, I got to be saving the world.
Because he can't be.
Because of Fantastic Four.
He can't save everybody.
You know? And then in this one, he was supposed to fuck everybody. It was like, it's confusing.
Yeah. He was just
this one, he was like, you're going to Earth. It's like, you're going to Earth. You're going to fuck all the ladies, and then you're going to take over the planet.
Yeah, slave the men.
Yeah, that's what he wanted. That's what his dad wanted him to do.
Yeah.
For him.
Which makes more sense. It makes more sense. That's probably what would have happened. You know, let's send them down here and, you know, take over.
Yeah, but that's a lot of women.
Populate the.
Mm-hmm.
He can do it. He's fast.
That's a lot of shopping you got to do around that.
like that the robot chicken skit with Superman. They all have breast cancer. And they're like,
oh, because he was looking, yeah, because he was looking
at him.
Oh, yeah.
He's been looking at their X-ray boots. Bitches. <X-ray. laughs>
Superman, he's like, what? What? I don't know what you're talking about. Poor Superman. It's a hard life being a Superman.
Yes.
Well, Fred, I would be a Superman. I don't even want to be a superintendent, but I'll be a Superman.
You have to pay me to be Superman. Like, I'm about to work for
Yeah, five. I would save you and be like $40, dog.
Because everybody wants to hurt you, man. Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. You're talking about everybody. And not only on Earth, on the universe, everybody wants to take you.
Yeah.
You're the man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's it. Mm.
I would have my Venmo and my Cash App on my cape. And be like, just Cash App me. Yeah. Up and away.
Donate to Super Parker. That's right.
No, I don't know.
Up in the sky, Super Parker.
I think they'd be like, Super Parker, go to a bank event again.
Once. You know, like
he showed up 46 minutes after everyone died and then asked for money. We love him.
If I'm going to be, I would want to be like Homelander. If I really had that superpower, I'd be like Homelander.
Nah.
Not exactly like Homelander.
You'd be Hancock.
you'd be Hancock. You said it. You're the one who wanted to be Hancock. All right. Yeah, you know what on that one.
We've been practicing that for a while.
He's a
lonely man.
Hancock's a great super. Yeah.
He's very lonely. Eventually, I'm going to get powers.
Yeah. You get the power of going blind.
Yeah, no. Y'all not remember the movie?
I do. Wasn't he drunk?
Hancock. Yeah, he was a drunk. Dude.
And he had Charlize Theron, right?
Yeah, but she was kryptonite.
She was the kryptonite. Yeah,
she was his kryptonite.
Wow.
Yeah.
But he had to go.
Well, there you go. Room. So, Fred.
I'll be all drunk.
Now that to wrap up our Fantastic Four breaking news.
We didn't talk about it at all.
We talked about it. It was baby heavy. It was a movie.
Talk about it all. Started with Fantastic Four, ended on Hancock.
And Doom.
Just
and
the
Doom
way the Black Lincoln Collective likes it.
Yeah, that's right. That's
right. We start in every movie review with Hancock's.
With Hancock.
Right. One of our hands is on one of
Hancock's. If you like talking about movies, you're probably dealing with Hancock.
If you want to talk about movies, but not actually talk about the movies or know what movies we're talking about, this is the show for you, ladies and gentlemen.
If you like movies, you'll love your Hancock.
That's right.
Yeah, you'll love Hancock.
Put Hancock That's in the one best hand.
Things in prison.
Wish in the other. Fills up anyway. So, Fred, speaking of movies, what kind of podcast are you listening to?
What about Mary? I love that movie.
Oh, yeah, that's a good movie. That's a good movie.
Well, you should have said more like Hancock. Speaking of Hancock, what kind of podcast?
Well, I didn't want to get too perverse. I bet there are erotic podcasts. Why aren't we an erotic podcast?
Yeah,
we are.
We are?
We're an erotic podcast.
Put your hand on the cock and see Will Smith's face. Don't listen to this, kid.
Like, oh, Lord. There it is.
Fred, are there any in the world of podcasting other than ourselves, of course, is there anyone you dare listen to?
Yeah, man. I was doing a little searching. I only listen to podcasts when I drive. I drive a lot for work, so. You know, I like to have a little funny podcast, and I try. I don't want one like Whale Sounds.
Yeah, soothing.
Okay. So I don't want the Jason Bateman podcast or
celebrities.
I'm trying to look for something. Yeah, I don't want real celebrities. I just want some
out of all the podcasts you said Jason.
Yeah. Bateman.
Yeah,
well, because I did. I started listening to it, but then those guys are just so pretentious. They got so much money. It's right. Like,
well, that's
all they talk about is like, yeah, you know. But you know, I'm not listening to Rogan because you know
that's the Blackling. Unless he guarantee we'll never talk about money because we'll never have it.
Yeah, never had none.
That's right. That's the guarantee.
So I got to searching and I found this one, and evidently it's pretty popular, but I just found it. And it's called My Dad Wrote a Porno. Oh. And it's like, it's these three English people, it's two guys and a girl. And one of the dudes, his like 65 year old dad started writing like, smut like books.
Nasty, dirty.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like dirty girl smut books. And, nice. The book is called, yeah, dude. It's pretty old. I think it's done. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they do anymore. But because it's from like, I think it started in like 2015, maybe 17.
Right.
Because
but it's had a run. It's
I'm on the. Yeah, that is right. But I'm waiting on the COVID seasons. I want to just see what they did, you know what I'm saying, for COVID.
Right.
But the name of the book is called Belinda Blinks. And like each episode is a chapter of the book, and each season is one book. And they've got seven seasons. So like, yeah. So like it started out his dad, 65 years old, retired. And he's like, you know what? I want to be a novelist. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I want to write books.
Right.
So he just fucking wrote a book and then published it himself on Amazon.
As you do.
And like the ebook was like $1.99. And his son was like, you know, this is really crazy that my 65-year-old dad is writing these dirty books. Let's just read them out loud. We'll read them out. I'll read them out loud and you guys can just commentate on it. And it is hilarious, man. I mean, like I haven't laughed so hard in a while, man. I mean, just the things like, you know, Belinda opened her busting bosoms and like, because they're English too, so that gives
right to that extra little
because girls are not talking like this, and I can't say busting bosom, you know what I mean. But I suggest it. It's hilarious. I think it's really funny and it deserves a listen. But evidently, like, yeah, the books, after they started the podcast, the books started flying off the shelves.
Oh, I'm sure.
And like he actually got like a real publisher to publish like the books in paperback, I guess. Yeah, you know I mean, as they do.
Yeah, I can see you can buy one right now. You can buy all of them.
Yeah, you can buy it. No, you can buy all of them. But yeah, she's an executive in the pots and pans industry. Like which is as funny as, like, she goes on international deals to try to sell like kitchenware, you know what I'm saying? And, like,
she's got
to
seal the deal.
She's always fucking somebody, man. I mean,
hell yeah.
There's one dude she was fucking, and then like she had to fuck him because he was like a big, you know, he's a big player in pots and pans.
Right. And,
but do that like a little dick. You know what I'm saying? And they just described it like, you know, how small his dick is. And then, like, season two, the guy comes back around. You know what I'm saying? Like, she just fought him in one night and then, like, you know, never heard from him again. But he comes back in season two. And he just got back from Brazil. And then they left the chapter on the cliffhanger. She's like, I got to tell you something. And they were like, oh, what? What is she going to tell him? What? Oh, my God. Is he got AIDS? Or, you know, something like all crazy shit. And then they left it on the cliffhanger until you go into the next. And they were all like, what happened? What is it? He went and got a damn, he went and got his dick extended in Brazil. he just gets off the plane, like, from having the surgery. To meet her, and she was all like, if I squeeze my pussy too tight, the penis might come off inside me.
Oh, no.
Because he had just got off the plane. Like, he had just come back from getting the surgery, and he goes straight to fucking. They're like, oh, God. It's just hilariousness, man. It's so funny. It's so funny.
I recommend everyone check it out. Not while you're listening. Not, you know, we're all right. They're better.
Right.
It's fine.
We're no, my dad wrote a porno, but.
Well, none of us have any ends in the pots and pans industry, Fred. That's our problem. I had one connection in the pots and pans, it wouldn't be different.
Pots and pans.
So there you go. We recommend it. Yeah. It's a Black Lincoln Collective. Yeah, recommendation. Yeah.
Give it a listen. Tweet us.
Tweet us about tweet us at whatever the name of
those their guys' show dad is. Wrote a porno. Hashtag those guys' dad wrote a porno.
Hashtag BLC. There you go. That way we'll know that you listen to us
chitty, chitty.
Instead of them.
Chitty chitty bang bang.
You never
there will. You go.
What if we redid it? Yeah. What if we did like our own version of it?
What if we read just find a dirty book and like.
I feel like Alan probably has some kind of sensual.
About something. The BLC reads Playboys. Like, do they still make Playboys?
I don't know. Do they still make whatchamacallit?
Do they still make Playboys?
The penthouse, whatever. Remember the
penthouse forum
that they used to have the stories. The
oh yeah,
yeah, the forum. Yeah, the forum. You could write in. I was driving a truck down I-95 and I seen this.
I got a audio of when they were talking about the woman.
A, she was a hooah.
Well, Fred, we could read our own take on Wolf Hotel, the series by K.A. Tucker.
Oh.
Some of the scenes can be monotonous, and I want you guys to tell me what any of these letters mean, but there are several MFM, FF, and anal scenes. Beware, it has the MFC as a virgin trope and the MMC as a billionaire. I personally love those tropes, but some hate them.
Okay, say what?
MFM, I assume, is man, lady, man, right? So tag team. FF would be two ladies.
All right.
MFC, I guess, would be main female character. Yeah, and MMC is main male character. That makes sense.
Maybe it's man, female, child.
Even, I sure hope not.
Top dash of four, Fred. There's plenty of nasty books out there for us to read, and we're not going to read any of them because it will be awkward.
I don't know how to read
no nasty book.
Oh, we ain't reading no book. That's right. I won't read a regular ass book. Why would I read one?
I'm going to read a dirty book.
All right, one that you know. Anyway,
I hate to say it, but reading puts me to sleep, man.
Reading's supposed to put you to sleep.
Yeah,
because you relax your brain hole.
I mean, 2 minutes, like, and my eyes like, are heavy, man.
All right,
like,
how do I get this? Take a left, take a right.
So orientation must have been really hard for you.
The little brown dog jump.
You know why, Fred? It's because you're not doing the voices when you read.
He's driving down the road. He's like, objects in mirror scene.
Dude, I had a dude wreck in front of me today. I had a kid wreck in front of me today, man. Uh-oh. Yeah, like he was pulling out, taking a left and on a busy street, and the cars, it was 2-lane road, cars going down, and he's trying to come out. The car stopped and to let him out, but he couldn't see on the other side of the car on his right. And he pulled out, and it was a trailer. It was like a crew of yard maintenance guys. And he hit the back end of the trailer, man. Spun his ass around, tore the front end off the car. Like,
sucks to be him.
And like I said, it happened two cars ahead of me, and the other two cars just kept on going. And like I stopped and went out there and like checked on him.
Because you were on the clock.
Had to direct traffic. Yeah, I was. I had to direct traffic for like 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
I also took him to the EMS, took him to the hospital, did the surgery, sat with him in recovery. I need to get paid for all this.
Yeah. Like the trailer he hit, like it they kept on going for like maybe 200 feet. And I was like, I ain't walking down there.
this case is
so. Yeah, I was like, I'm staying right here. Hey, well, they are. Right, you know, like, I checked on the kid, little 18-year-old dude. He was so nervous.
Oh, I bet. That sucks. Was he in a work car, work vehicle, or no?
No, he was in like a pearl white Acura. Like, it was a nice car. This was a little rich kid, man. That sucks. Yeah, his mom.
He got what's
coming. His mom. He's like, my mom's coming. It's like, she fine. I was like,
tell me more about her. Hold on, I'll wait here until she gets here.
Your mama pretty. She got big titties.
You gotta ask your mom how does she want this story to be told to the cops.
She got the knockers.
Yeah.
If you want to come out innocent, she's gonna have to come out dirty.
Hey boy, suck your mama's titties when you was a baby.
Why don't we write that? Why don't you write that as our? That's our.
That means she got long nipples.
Yeah.
Hey,
she was a
hoe. Baby, our friend wrote a porno. That's what we'll do.
Yeah, there you go.
The only porno with traffic violation. Yeah. I'm gonna write some a traffic based porno. That's
I want to write some.
Yeah.
70s Mac porno. That's
is that what you would, if you could write, if you, let's say we gave, hey, bitch, and we're not gonna.
Get your ass over here with my money.
No, bitch. It's time for me. I'm the one.
He's gonna do a 70s one. He's bringing the bush back. He's bringing the bush back.
No one talks to Johnson Black that way.
That sweet pussy sweat like gym socks. Ooh.
Gross.
About to eat that fur burger, baby.
It's not getting better. Listen to My Dad Wrote a Porno too much.
We should have taken the break when we needed to.
I was trying, Alan. I kept trying. Well, now before
if you
Fred,
want me to keep going.
Yes. I mean, keep going into the break. Why don't you take us to break, sweet Barry Johnson? Yeah.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, more Black Lincoln Collective Podcast.
The Black Lincoln Collective Podcast will return after a word from our sponsors.
Welcome back to the 202nd episode of the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast. We're so glad you're still with us after Fred splooged all over your radio for the last few minutes of that segment. That's okay. Maybe I shouldn't have said anything.
You're just bringing it back.
I should have just went on, moved on.
Moving on. Move on with the shit.
Moving on. Fred. You know, in the world that we live in, there are many different things, right? That's pretty good.
I guess so.
I mean, it's true. All right.
In the world that we live in, there's many different things.
Hey, this is Academy Award writing right here, guys. Get ready for this. Well, Fred, one of those things that we live in this world with is animals. Have you heard of those?
I have heard of animals.
Well, Fred, that's great. Because right now, we're going to take you through some of Parker's famous animal shits.
Oh, animal shit.
Don't know if there's music or not. All right, Fred. Well, let's start off right here. Most of these. Okay, so this is both concerning and uplifting to me, but mostly concerning.
Yeah.
Almost all of these stories happen really close to us. So, Fred, just down the road from us in Aiken, South Carolina, which is about an hour away.
Aiken. Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
Wasp living around a Cold War era nuclear facility in Aiken have built four radioactive wasp nests, which is raising questions about the source of their hazardous materials and the extent of their environmental contamination, according to this report. So last week, news broke that officials at the site, at the Savannah River site, which might be sketchy, had found a couple of radioactive wasp nests. They said one was on a post near a tank used to store nuclear waste, and it was probing 100,000 DPM by 100 centimeter square beta slash gamma.
That's a lot of DPM slash beta slash gamma.
That's more DPMs than I feel comfortable with, especially with your beta slash gamma. For those of you who aren't nuclear scientists like us, that contamination level is greater than 10 times the total contamination values of what the government would consider.
Consider for
on-site legacy everybody. Radioactive contaminant not related to a loss of contamination control, right?
So do they have two heads and shit, or they just look the
same? No, they're fine. The wasps are just wasps.
It's
just that all their shit is radioactive, which could lead to them.
Stingers.
Right, it could lead down the road. I mean, it's not like you need wasps. They're already pissed, man. Yeah.
Let's go get stung by them wasps and get superpowers.
Yeah, I wouldn't. No.
Let's go.
I don't want to do that.
You don't want to be wasp man?
They said, unfortunately, they did already spray all the wasps and kill them.
It's going to actually.
No, they about to make super soldiers, man.
Yeah, exactly. They told us that they killed them.
They killed them.
Yeah.
Yep. And now you know.
Man. We're going to have an army of wasps, man.
And that is crazy. You can't
trust them.
Your weapons are useless. Those would be bees, but humans can't live in that environment. They would have died. Right. And wasps survived. I wonder
because
how many
wasps were evil, man.
Roaches and what else is in there that survived?
We don't have roaches here, Alan. We have palmetto bugs.
Well, now they're palmetto bugs.
Your palmetto bugs.
Palmetto bugs,
because now they have metal shells, apparently.
Yeah, palmetto.
Well, Fred,
they're like,
they're evil.
Time to die.
I'm scared the shit out of you.
Where's my
wasp?
I can take on some wasp spray.
Oh man, imagine that. How scary would that be if you sprayed a wasp and it was like, ha ha ha, ha fuck you.
Yeah.
Like just
fuck you. Spit it back at you.
It's got powers now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Have laser eyes.
Speaking of laser eyes, not really. Let's roll down the road, just down from your house to the great area of Newberry, South Carolina, Fred.
All right.
Newberry.
Yep. Our buddies at the Newberry County Sheriff's Office said they saw part of a snake, and so people had to go find it. So they went and found a python that apparently they said was someone's pet, but it escaped. It is like 26 feet long.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the picture of it.
Hold on. Let me see if I can share this.
Yeah, they had like four people holding it.
Yeah, three people holding it, and like it's legitimately 12 feet long, at least. See, maybe longer. I think that's longer than 12 feet. I don't know how wide a lane is on a road.
Dang.
Too much.
Where do you get them? Well, it's like the edge of the pavement to the...
Those are country blacks, Fred.
The edge of the pavement to the yellow line is supposed to be 25 feet.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hey. You know, my anaconda don't want none.
unless they're buns, man. It's true. That is true.
That's crazy.
I've known that about your anaconda for quite a while.
Okay.
It could have been his anaconda that got
The rumors are true. The rumors
everything you've ever heard about my anaconda is 100% true.
It's true. He's hungry.
Are you afraid of snakes? I am deathly afraid of snakes. I'm going to be honest.
I'm not afraid of them, but I don't like to be startled by them.
Yeah. Right. Like, would you like?
I avoid them.
Yeah, right. Like we were playing golf last year during the golf trip, and dude hit his ball into like a bed of rocks. You know the big granite rocks that they use for like drainage. You know what I'm saying?
And
he was over in there. Yeah, he was over there. We were over there looking for his ball, and this is like mid fall, early fall. And I was like, fuck this. I was like, nah, snakes be over here. You know what I'm saying? Snakes be in here. Yeah. You know what I mean? And as soon as I turned around, I seen one. I was like, yep, nope. It was gray. I don't know what kind of snake it was, but you know.
It's the African gray snake.
Like, see, I got startled. Yeah. But like, if I can see a snake from over there, like, you know, oh, there's a snake. You know what I mean? Right.
Stay away.
Not scared of it, but I'm not going to fuck with it either.
Respect it.
You know what I mean?
People respectful.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to be like, if I'm working and I see a snake, it's like, hey, snake, and I just keep on going.
Right.
Okay, so if I gave you $20, would you trap a snake?
Well, if it's a black snake, yes.
No.
That's racist.
I'd kill it.
Oh. Why would you kill a black snake?
I'll never forget when I was a kid.
I killed one. It was like way too close to the house. You know what I'm saying? It's just way too close to the house. You know what I mean? If I see one out in the wild or something, then nah. Yeah, but like if it's house, near my home.
Yeah. Right. I remember when I was a kid, one time we had like an 8-foot black snake in our front yard. It was long as hell. It crossed, it literally covered our entire driveway and had like there was tail on one end, head on the other end, and it still covered the entire driveway. And we had like, I remember my mom being like, stay in the house and everything. And she tried to run over the car and it didn't work. And then my neighbor, our old neighbor, and I swear to God, dude, this was the oldest lady I'd ever met in my life at the time. She had to be like 85. She's, you know, she was old.
Oh my goodness.
She ran out of her house with a fucking axe, like a huge axe. Held over her head, like running, like, like ran and chopped the fucking snake's head off. And then like
she tripped and the axe went in my brother's head.
Right. And then my mom ran over the snake 6 more times just in case.
Oh my god.
The snake is dead. Like, well, just in case. And I'm like, no.
Just in case. It's still moving.
Shit out of me. Just in case. You know.
I mean, heck, we had a snake at 40 Main.
Yeah.
The house that ate all the roaches and all the bugs.
Well, those are fun.
Like, I remember we used to, my uncle used to clean the church, snake. Like up the street.
Dude, and, you spelled animal wrong, by the way, Alan. Eminal shit.
I did. Like you remember Tiny Toons?
Yeah, I didn't know you did it on purpose or not.
But that was a snake in the church climbing up the walls. Like snake in the church. I was like, oh Lord, that's the devil.
I was gonna say,
oh Lord.
I knew it. I assume that meant somebody's coming to visit. Fred, I'm glad that we're like, all
the devil in the church.
Yeah, oh Lord.
Oh Lord. Oh Lord, they came for us.
Oh Lord, that's the devil.
I see you, Satan. Well, Fred, I got one more for you, and this might be my favorite one.
Give me that animal shit.
This animal shit is going to get you because this one is interactive somewhat. Now, Fred.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
That's true.
So, scientists, because this is what scientists do sometimes, in a weird, wacky finding,
science.
The scientists have discovered the limit as to how many times a strange fish can have sex in a single day.
What?
Now, that's some
Who's
science
fucking
shit.
These fish?
A strange, well, it must be Kanye.
one fish, one time. That's all you can fuck a fish. Yeah. I'm a scientist.
What's crazy is like the scientist found a strange fish.
It's
not a regular one. It's a strange one.
And then he wrote it down. He was like, a strange fish. What?
And then he's like, let me have to fuck 26 more fish to make sure this is right.
And then, you gotta make sure their findings are correct.
Right. I need to verify this.
That's fish. Right. It's gotta be peer approved. That's right.
Police catch him. He's like, sir, why are you fucking these fish? I'm a scientist.
My assistant's right in the corner, documenting this.
I'm doing an experiment.
Like, how many times does he have?
I got the camera with the lights and shit.
Yeah. Start recording now.
As you can see, it's only one time.
the black guy shows up and the fish's eyes get real big.
He's like, doctor, my experience is zero.
he's not a scientist.
He's just a fish fucker. Well, Fred, this fish named Madaka or Orzius latipes.
Oh, wow.
Would you like to take a guess as to how many times on average they found that they could bang in a day? And then they also have a high number, like a high end.
I'd say 17.
17. And Fred, how about you?
Like 1,000. They ain't doing nothing all day. That's all they do is fuck. It's 1,000.
That's why all these people are here now. Same thing. Before smartphones, we had nothing else.
That's why there's more fish out-popularized humans.
Well, Fred, you're close, and Alan, you're even closer. Yeah. Turns out old Madaka could mate about 19 times a day on average, and some males manage up to 27 bangings per day.
Oh.
That's from our friends at the Royal Society of Open Science, which doesn't sound weird at all.
Society of fish fucking.
Open Society. Right. Open Society.
Yeah, open Fish Filet Society.
Right. Yeah.
So apparently, Fred, Madaka males release less and less sperm with each successive mating, eventually just hitting like a daily limit of zero.
Just like humans. Mm.
Yep, it's true.
After the fifth or sixth time, you're like, I can't go any longer. I'm good.
Drained.
Okay, one more. That's right. After the first few matings, Fred, the amount of sperm release dropped significantly, declining to 50%. Who had to count this? Declining to 50% of the original content after the first three matings, and then only 0.5 to 6.3% by the final mating of the day.
Mm.
There you go. So 10 is when they really started to lose their...
Some poor intern had to do this
their
shit.
Rhythm.
Hey. I'm counting all these fish sperms.
And it's like, here we go again. I just count them in my mouth.
Yeah, look at him. He's doing it again.
Yeah, I like it. One scientist fucks them and the other cleans it up.
Damn. Yeah. Clean up your shit.
And he's on number 27 today.
These fish scales are sticky.
It's right.
And then the fish just lay down and go.
Another one bites the dust.
Yeah. Lay down, go to sleep. Pulls out the remote, turns the TV on. And
dead fish is just looking at him. Yeah. Stop looking at me. Stop looking at me, fish.
There you go. Yeah. Damn. Well, Fred, that's all the animal shits I got for you.
Dude, that shit, and the salmon's are like
27 times? Yeah. Oh my God.
Because they, what they do, one and die?
One and done, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
It's hard to be a salmon, man.
Salmon.
I like salmon.
Salmon. Salmon.
Salmon.
Salmon.
I don't know if it's salmon or salmon. Salmon.
Well, salmon. I think if you're really old, then that's what you call it, a salmon, maybe.
Yeah. My great grandma said salmon.
Yeah. And speaking of being really old, Fred, I have determined I may have turned the corner on being old myself.
Oh,
because, yeah, maybe. I don't know. Because the other day, so I'm really trying.
The balls fell in the toilet water.
This last 5 years of my 40s that I'm gonna live up here, hopefully make it through. I decided I'm gonna try.
How old are you? How old are you, Matt?
I'm 45. I'll be 46 in 2 months.
45.
Right. Oh, so these last couple of years, I really want to make them count. And so I've decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start doing things that I should have been doing since my 20s, like walking and taking eating vitamins. Cake.
Eating more cake.
I've caught up on the eating cake part. Taking vitamins and doing, you know, grown-up stuff, I guess. I picked up a few vitamins, picked up some other like various supplements and stuff like that to go along with my few little allergy medicine I take and stuff. And I was like, God, man, like, how am I going to remember to take all these every day? And so I called my lovely mother and said, Mom, do you have a pill organizing case that I can borrow or have? And she's like, sure. So I go over and she gave me, and I wish I had it with me. I don't. It's somewhere. I've lost it already. She gave me one with the biggest fucking letters on it.
You forgot where you put it.
That it could possibly be. It was literally, I was like, every letter is huge. So I feel like the oldest man in the world. I haven't even filled it up yet. I've just looked at it and I'm afraid to fill it up. Right. I feel like that's like in a movie where they're like, the vampire sucked his blood and all he has to do now is suck another person's blood to become a full-fledged vampire. I feel like that's what it is. Like I got the pill case, but until I fill it up, I'm not officially one of them yet. So I'm like, really?
I forget to fill mine up. I either forget to fill mine up or I forget to take them. You know what I'm saying? For a day or two. So like, I'm all disorganized with mine.
Well, and then I told a friend of mine who's younger.
On Tuesday.
I told a friend of mine who's younger and they were like, I have a 2-week pill case. And I was like, what the fuck is happening?
I have a 2-week. And then I have a 2-week one.
Yeah.
And then I bought it on Amazon. It's electronic. So it syncs to my phone. So it's like when I get close to it, it'll just be like, and take your pills. And it'll have, but it might, I've used it so much that the days you can't see the letters no more. So I wrote with a magic marker. I wrote it with a magic marker. So half of them are in English and half of them are in Spanish.
There you go. That makes perfect sense to me.
Oh shit.
So it's got me looking for other things that I'm ways to stay young, Fred. Now that I'm teetering on old.
You gotta try to
Well, I figure young. If I take enough vitamins, eventually I'll become more vitamin than man.
Yeah.
And that's when I'm really gonna take
it.
Exactly. Vitamin. Vitamin. Vitamin.
Vitamin.
Cum dumpster.
Vitamin. Vitamin.
I'm going to give you some vitamin C.
Yeah.
And with C, I mean cock.
I'm going to fill you up with vitamin D.
Yeah, that's the only thing. It's all vitamins. It's only vitamin talk. There you go. Well, we'll work on that.
So, penicillin.
What's that? You need some way to administer the drugs? Vitamin.
I'm gonna cover you in I'm about to cover you in fish oil.
I am a great source of omega 3.
You about to get a face full of fish oil.
Like, where's I've been collecting the fish from all the fish I've been fucking lately. I have so much oil collected. That's his trick, is he has to have sex with something to get the vitamins from it.
Yep. It's kind of like the Highlander.
Yeah, they get released. They're fucking oranges. Yeah,
he's like, hold on 1 second. I have to bang this avocado to get fatty acid.
I gotta get the fatty acids out of it.
I'm gonna fuck the fatty acids out of you, avocado.
That would be a great porno.
I would watch that, actually. I would feel like I learned a lot about science.
Oh my god, man.
I feel like that's what we should do, is we should do that, and that way we can learn and
yeah, and teach.
Teach at the same time.
Learn and other.
If the BLC is nothing else, we are informative.
We're here to teach you.
And we try to teach.
What vitamins you... What? We're here to teach you what vegetables you have to pop. That's
right. He's digging carrots up his ass to get beta carotene.
They're like, we love vitamin B12. Have sex with a bee 12 times.
Oh, shit.
It's like, don't worry about corn. Yeah. It ain't going to... Oh, too late.
Corn. I mean, I guess that would be true. I guess that would be one of the caveats of being vitamin man, is you can, like, you can have sex with it, or it could have sex with you, right?
Yeah, it's a porno.
Like, either way, I mean, I feel like that's only fair. Like, you know...
You're some kind of succubus. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you can't fuck a carrot, can you, Fred? I mean, logistically speaking.
No, the carrot would have to fuck Vitamin Man.
Big your dick is.
Yeah, well, the carrot would fuck Vitamin Man while he's fucking an apple. Like, while he's fucking an apple.
Use it. So can he turn his
he's like
his
a Cuisinart. He's a juicer. You stick the carrot up his ass and he shoots the juice out of his mouth.
He's like, enjoy.
He's a human juicer. Right. Who wanted pineapple juice?
No. Hurry up. It's about to come out.
Oh my god.
I've been having sex with this pineapple for weeks.
He's like, oh.
In between the fish. He has to have sex with shovels for iron and stuff. Anyway, all right. Let's get out of here, ladies and gentlemen.
He's got the mustache.
This is not best. Even worse yet.
Wow. We're ending it with a... We're ending it.
we're ending it. Maybe in more ways than one. We'll see. We'll see if you know what happens. So feel free, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, feeling a little blue? Come out there and bang yourself a couple of melons. That'll get you exactly what you need. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are not a good influence. But we will be back next week with less good influences, guaranteed.
There you go.
On the 117th Blackling Collective Podcast. Whatever's coming up next.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
I'll see you later.
We are laughing. And we are very good friends. Good buddies sharing a special moment.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Just hang loose, blood. She's going to catch up on the rebound out of Medza. Get to the
chopper! Oh, what a day.
Well, that's all, folks.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Goddamn hit. Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
As you know, I'm a man of special needs.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.